As Mary Lou said earlier, the summer series is an exploration of the seven deadly sins, or the seven deadly vices, if you like, and the seven holy virtues. So every Sunday we'll be attempting to explore how the sins or vices are warped expressions of our natural passions and desires, and how the virtues are a more appropriate expression of how these passions and desires are actually intended to be lived out in God's eyes. And in some ways, I kind of expect that we'll have some uncomfortable moments over the course of the summer as we grapple with these various pairings. I think it's probably fair to acknowledge that those of us of a certain age have probably been occasionally guilty to one degree or another of the various vices that we'll be highlighting. And we likewise, I think, probably all struggle with greater or lesser degree of success to embody the virtues that we'll be looking at. Today's pairing, for example, I think might well be one of the simplest ones of the seven to address, so I'm kind of glad that I got the easy guide. Pride and humility. Vice, of course, is pride. The virtue is humility. The Leader magazine suggests that as we attack these pairings, that we break the meditation into two parts. The first short homily focused on the vice, and the second short homily focused on the virtue. The idea being just to kind of not try and weave everything all in together in one thing, but kind of separate it out, make it a little bit easier to chew on. And I intended to try and do that today, and look at pride first and then at virtue, humility rather. But as I was preparing my meditation, I realized that I was faced with a little bit of a dilemma in that regard. When I looked at the church calendar to kind of refresh my memory regarding the other Sundays and whatever their themes might be, I realized that I had already subconsciously blurred the lines on today's pair. And by that I mean that when I entered the information for every Sunday of the summer, if you look at the calendar and every Sunday and the top part of the information for that Sunday, you'll have that pairing, the vice and the virtue. And so for all of the Sundays of the summer, I placed the vice first, followed by the virtue, and that's the order that the Leader magazine suggests approaching the pair. Start with the deformed version of that particular trait, and then look at the right orientation. So in the coming weeks, we'll be looking at envy and contentment, greed and generosity, lust and chastity, gluttony and temperance, sloth and joy, and finally wrath and love. Today's theme then should have been entered into the calendar as pride and humility. But I quite inadvertently, and I assure you quite unconsciously, inverted the two so that if you go to the calendar, you'll see it listed as humility / pride, as if humility were the vice and pride the virtue. This, I believe, might well be reasonably identified as a Freudian slip, a glimpse into the subconscious thoughts of the person, and a hint of what they really think or feel about something. In my case, that slip got me thinking about my own experience with issues of pride and humility, and my own struggle to find an appropriate balance between the two. It got me wondering about what it means to have pride, to be proud, or to have humility, to be humble, and how either of those characteristics can have actually either a positive or a negative effect on your life. So I'm not going to try and define pride in its worst possible manifestations as setting ourselves up as equal to God and independent of any responsibility towards others. I'm not going to try and parse the story of Adam and Eve in the garden to try and find hints of what it means to choose to set oneself against the direction and direct instructions of God in an effort to gain some kind of personal advantage, I'm not going to try and figure out who's the snake and who wears the ladder in the stories. This one, of course, is a pretty obvious one. Instead, I'm going to use the second part of my meditation to try and describe my own personal struggle to find a way through the theological, ethical, and emotional pitfalls of pride and humility, and to hopefully in the process find a way of emulating Jesus' own model. So this will be a bit more of a personal reflection than a theological meditation. But for that, you'll have to wait for a few minutes for the second part.